frost and freezing is going to do nothing more but continue to do that, and the next thing you know, it's going to be heaved up. If it's all spalding in that crack already, it ain't going to get no better. And all the routing and sealing in the world is not going to fix that. My opinion.
So what are we going to do? Just get it?
Well, it's on the agenda, so you need to recommend whether, or you need to decide whether or not you're wanting to have it fixed or not have it fixed.
Well, I think we want it fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Are we going to get bids, or are you just going to go with it?
Well, you have a contractor that's down there working already, so.
Okay.
So I would.
It's an extension of the job.
Extend the job and have him, and then.
You want to look at yours too?
Get with Tim tomorrow or whenever and have him look at that and see if that's something we need to do, or if that's something that's a viable crack fill one. I don't know. I this is news to me. I've not seen either one of these places other than this picture right now today.
So go ahead and tell Chad and
Is that good with everyone?
Yep.
Someone want to motion that?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes are on the ayes. Motion carried.
Okay, next item is item number 11, status of Republic Services cleaning fluid from the city streets. We got a letter, an email today from
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
James.
Hennekin.
Hennekin.
Yep, we'll say that.
Good afternoon, Ann. A quick update. I spoke with Daniel over at Proline. He is going to send me an invoice for the small amount of work they did to complete. They did complete to illustrate you, City of Bluegrass, what the results would be. He will send that invoice and also an estimate for the total cost to clean the entirety of the spill. I'm going to send him estimate we received so we can discuss bringing this matter to a conclusion. What we will do once a figure is determined, we would then send you a release for that amount, and once the release is executed, we will pay the cost. In the interim, can you check if you want us to pay only the City of Bluegrass, or we could issue payment to both Proline and the City of Bluegrass? Those details can be worked out through
in due course.
Right now we want to get the total cost so we can move forward and get the cleaning completed. Thank you. Jim Hennekin, I don't know. Claims manager of CCMSI. I'm guessing it's an insurance company. Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yep.
So what would be due to Bluegrass? I mean, if that's an insurance company, they're paying for it, so.
Well, they had an adjuster come out, and what was it, $3,800 was their estimate? Like $15 an hour, $3,800, and we, right away, like, no, you guys are to handle this, get it done. So then I put a little heat on him, and this guy called me and said, he found our claim. He goes, I don't know why this hasn't been done. I said, we don't either. So he said, I'm going to get it done. So
what did he mean, money to Bluegrass?
I don't know if that's a settlement in our favor. I'm going to ask that later.
Okay.
Yeah, I just told him I needed something concrete to tell the council, so.
But we agreed last time we wanted to deal with
Proline. We wanted to deal with Proline.
Fix it. Proline called me today and wanted to make sure it was okay for him to be talking to the insurance company and working out a deal. And I said, yep, that's fine. I said, we really don't want to be involved in it. We just want to get it done. And then his other question was, he goes, the council, are they still okay? They know it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to get up a lot of it, but there's still going to be some spots that don't come clean.
When you show us that picture.
You saw the pictures, the difference.
He took a spot and took it down.
It is a big, it is a big difference, but it's not perfect.
Right.
No.
Right.
So as long as you guys are all good with that.
If that picture is representative of the way the rest of them will be,
That's what they're hoping for, obviously. You know, right. And that's
but I think with that being said, we need to be a little bit more proactive on garbage day to make sure that this issue isn't happening again.
Oh,
like in front of my house every single time.
I saw that. The guys, except for now, you know, they've been, I told them we all need to be watching the trucks. And when this all first happened, they were almost following the trucks around. So, and because the driver was like waving to them, like, hey, we see you, you know, but they were checking.
Okay.
Hey, Brad, if I could go back to 10 real quick, Dolan Drive.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing we said was that Chance has still got to do some sealing, which is fine. It's working, what he did.
Yes.
Oh,
it's, this
perfect.
You don't know, it's working.
Amazing.
Yes.
Not a drop.
Well, I mean, and I'm pretty, I, not to brag on Bruce Construction or anything, but this project he did over here across the street, what a phenomenal difference that's made. And, I mean, there's no water cooling there ever.
Yeah, same with this one.
So it's working out perfectly. Okay. Next item is nuisance abatements, item number 12. Jim, have you and Mike got together and started going around looking at nuisance abatements, seeing how our annual Bluegrass Days is coming and we need things looking pretty?
No, we said we're going to, but we haven't yet.
Make that a priority, please.
Yep.
Okay. Is there anybody else that had anything? Next item is economic development strategic planning. I do know Ann has put out an email to the street committee. City Bluegrass is...
How much were they quoting on that?
How much, quote, total project, or how much is
our
$450,000?
And that's just the resurfacing.
So I got an email from Scott County telling us that $900,450 was our project to pay for half of East 130th Street, which goes Timber Valley, and half of South Oak Lane. And I came back like, you guys made this decision without including us. How do we explain to the citizens that have a worse street, well, we got to pay $450,000 for these streets when they're in 10 times better condition than some of our streets? So I said, why don't you include us in your conversations when you're having this? So,
well, and I just want to give this to the council. I kept this email because I think this is Scott County emailing this to Ann. The first segment is 65th Avenue, South Oak Lane, from 130th Street to 140th Street, approximately 1 mile. The second segment is 130th Street from 70th Avenue, South Mississippi Street, to Prairie Hill Road, approximately 0.05 mile. The total project length is 1.5 miles using a budgeted cost of $600,000 per mile. Total estimated cost is $900,000. As joint jurisdiction project, the city of Bluegrass would share 50%, which is $450,000. Now, the problem I have with this, and this is Angie K. Kirsten, engineer for county engineer for Scott County Secondary Roads. The problem I have with this is it's a typical Scott County making decisions for small towns that don't include us in it. We just allocated $180,000 to fix the streets in town that are a problem, that are an issue. And now county's coming in trying to throw $450,000 down our throat, telling us that we're gonna pay it.
What are they going to do to these roads?
Exactly. What street are we talking about?
South Oak Lane and South Mississippi.
Or no. The road to Timber Valley.
That is a county road.
Half of it's ours and half
it's
theirs.
That's what they say, but that was not. No.
And then.
That's all county.
And then South Oak Lane.
South Oak Lane, yeah.
Same way with Oak Lane. That was a county road.
Yeah.
So, as I...
Wasn't it 2031?
Yeah. I'd argue with them about it.
Well, and I guess my whole point of it is the road being repaired, obviously, because the north side of of what I call Timber Valley Drive, if you will, going back in there. The north side is on city limits, the south side's not. Okay, so I get that. Same way with Oak Lane. Oak Lane, the east side is ours, the west side is not. I get the sharing of it. But the problem I have with it is county just poof and brings us up, and we were not involved in any of the talks over it. Furthermore, where are they getting their $900,000 estimate on it? When we're doing a hell of a lot of work for $180,000, and that's milling and filling.
Didn't she say it was like a 10-year rotation?
Yes, yes.
They're on a 10-year rotation, and they fix the roads every 10 years. And this is 2031, we have to come up with the money.
Right. Yeah.
But when that road was widened back to Timber Valley, the county came and asked Lyle Schellenberger to donate land, and he said no, because the power line was there, and he said, and that's your problem out on the side. So all of that road is in the county.
So it says the projects are currently planned for a July 2030 letting. Project cost could be reimbursed in full during the 2031 or subject to Board of Supervisors approval. Reimbursed over a 3-year period. There would be no cost to the city for engineering, contract administration, or construction inspection.
And do we know that these roads aren't in bad shape now compared to...
Well, the thing that gets me is I was just on that road on the south end down there by Timber Valley today, and I was like, this isn't a bad road. I mean, I'm looking at, that's an interstate highway compared to Telegraph up there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I've been up and down Oak Lane, I don't know how many times.
And same way with Oak Lane. Now, so I have a hard time us putting our monies out there or agreeing to anything with them, because they came in and said, well, it's on the 10-year plan. Well, it's on the 10-year plan for county because you got the money to do that. We don't have the money to do that. And being someone that went to a letting, when we put in a grant for Telegraph and sat there and watched Scott County get $3.1 million and Muscatine County get $4.1 million, and then they go, we're done here. You know, literally, we went into that room for that meeting, and at that time, Lonnie Robertson was the public works director, and I said to Lonnie, I said, don't you ever ask me to come to one of these again. I said, this is terrible. They literally had everything cut and dried before we went in there. And the only two that put in for any kind of monies to repair roads was us and Long Grove, and the guy from Long Grove is looking at me, and he says,
that's it.
Don't think we need to be here, he says. Sounds to me like this was cut and dried. And it was literally like they met for lunch and decided what was going to happen in there. And it was the most... I was amazed. I told everybody, I can't believe this even happened. I mean, they didn't even... You know, they wouldn't even hardly talk to us. We asked to be recognized at what... the numbers are the numbers. The facts are the facts.
If I had an email, thanks, but no thanks. We don't want to participate in this one.
Well, I mean, I get that, you know, I'm here's what's going to happen. Is county's going to come in and do what they want to do, and then they're going to try to shove a bill down our throat. That's what they're going to do.
Is there anything legally?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is make sure, with what Paul Barnes has said, make sure that, yeah, we are actually responsible for half of those two roads. That's the first thing we need to do. And I'm in the 90 to 95 percentile that we are. But
it's
let's
Palisades
see.
House, Peak's house in Bluegrass.
They're in the city limits.
And that field there's. Yeah.
Yep. And of course, all Schellenberger's field, everything north. South of that road is, or north of that road, I'm sorry, is city limits. But I also agree with Paul is